Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down.
And here we are.
And here we are.
It's Wednesday.
Yay.
Yay. Happy, happy, happy.
Yes, it means it's time for The Talk in AEW.
In a heat wave.
Hey, you know what? Nobody booked a heat wave.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Nobody booked the heat wave.
Okay, here's the fun part.
Sorry.
And look, we have an empty chair because our guest isn't here yet.
So. No.
Well, here's the fun part. For those who like the heat, for those who can't stand it, well, unfortunately, it's going till Saturday.
Hmm.
Or Sunday, Monday, or happy Sunday. Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
All right, it's
except
not a
during
happy.
Heat wave.
But they also
except
said there's
during heat wave.
For Saturday and Sunday, there's a heavy chance of really nasty weather coming. So
thank you.
Like
you're
the heat,
welcome.
Like the heat and the humidity aren't nasty enough.
It's so lovely having you here.
I know. Just think, what would your life be without me?
Well.
Like, the heat and the humidity aren't nasty enough. Come on now.
Yeah, seriously.
It's summer.
Oh, get over it. You'll live.
He's just over here sitting quietly. He knows when not to speak, apparently. No help over there.
You're welcome.
All right, I saw our guest truck pull up, so he'll be here in a minute.
Fabulous.
What do we got to talk about while he settles in?
Well, we had, you got, what about your awesome Father's Day you guys had?
What about it?
Did you have a good one?
Yes.
It was a day.
Like.
How you guys had nice relaxing day.
You had
ice cream cake and stuff.
Yeah, you guys had Oreo ice cream cake and you had your chicken. And I guess, Josh, you had Big Ziti.
I did. I had Big Ziti. It was delicious. Ooh.
It's nice how they let us into the studio, even though it's a holiday and it's closed. So they let us in to do the show.
Hey,
nice
what do you expect?
Hey, what do you expect, you know? It's easy when you know everything's going on and you have to get it done and enjoy.
Exactly.
So there you go.
There you go.
I have but one thing that grinds my gears. Why is it that they have to go ahead and give every boss a hell of a ton of AOE in FF14?
That's not my complaint. My complaint is what they're doing to the healers.
And the
oversimplification of rotations.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Thanks to that, the healers are having a formal protest because
I don't
that.
Blame them.
Well, actually, we should because I mean, think about it. We're the ones that are fighting to go ahead and keep these people alive when it comes to everything, and then they stand there and yell at us because we're trying to go ahead and protect them and heal them. But they're the ones going ahead and pulling mobs into wall-to-wall areas where we cannot get in. and that ends up killing us because they're pulling the mobs into that blocked area. Really smart. Yeah.
And our guest showed up.
Good day, guest.
Might want to put a microphone near you. That people might want to hear you.
Good afternoon.
Dave Hover is here.
Yeah.
Yay. To give us his insights on whatever.
Whatever and however.
His
beautiful trains.
And the fact that you talked to Paul McCartney, you didn't let me in on it.
Well, that's supposed to be a secret, by the way. I hope he ain't watching.
I hope he is, because if you are, call me. I'll get you on my Beatles show.
Yeah,
you seriously. And Ringo.
Yeah, seriously.
So it's getting, you know, kind of close to what, Dawn Trail?
Yeah, Dawn Trail.
To open it and get it released and everything, considering.
Yep, that's July.
Yeah. So that would be awesome.
Dave.
Yeah.
Has a show.
Yes, he does.
I certainly do.
On PCTV. Sit next to somebody else who has a show on PCTV. Everybody in this room has a show on PCTV.
Yes. Well, yeah. God, I hope so.
We're simulcast on PCTV and
yeah. God, WTBR. I hope so, or else I'm talking to the wall for some reason.
So, I know about your show.
Yeah, you helped me with it.
For the people on the radio that don't know about your show.
I don't know about a show.
There's one of the 33%ers right there.
Right, and then you're going to know about his show that everybody's going to be on. So give us a little insight onto what I produce for you for...
Okay. Well, actually, the name of the TV show is called Day in the Life of the Northern Berkshire Railroad, and it has its origins going back from 1993 to 1994. Under an old name called Trains Across the Berkshires. It was only featuring just my model train setup. And the train show at the Big E, the Amherst Railway Society train show.
Nice.
Oh.
And the actual filming took place just before the big superstorm blizzard of 1993.
Yeah.
And for those who say, hey, I know this guy, he's been on Know Your Berkshires a few hundred times.
Cracker's Corner, in a show that I'm not going to get into detail.
He lives more in the studio than I do.
You got that right. But actually, there is a different version today in the life of the Northern Berkshire Railroad. You could see on my YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel name is called Caboose 1973 CH1.
We've been doing shows over the past few months where it's all footage from what he shot over the years on live trains, and I edit it together and send it in here, and they have the audacity to air it for me.
Well,
I'll have to let my dad know, because he has a friend who personally loves trains. His dad was a conductor.
Which railroad?
I'm talking New York State. I don't remember exactly which railroad he was a part of. I just know that his friend really likes trains. He has several different models that he's put together himself.
Well, let's just say my basement's literally packed with so much stuff that it's... If I would ever open a museum up, I'd have to build shelving units just to put the equipment on.
That's impressive.
he has a lot from what I've seen.
That's impressive.
It is. My grandfather too, as well. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a whole train collection over here on the other side of the desk.
Yeah. My grandfather worked for the railroad.
Working on the railroad.
My father and great uncle worked for the railroad. My great uncle started out as a fireman for the Boston and Albany Railroad, which was a branch to the New York Central. New York Central Railroad had several other railroads under their leadership, and each one of them had a different name. And the Boston and Albany Railroad came to it with the name going from from Boston to Albany. My great uncle actually worked his way up to the train master, retired about 2 years after Conrail formed.
Oh, wow.
Very happily. he was into model trains. That's where I got my humble starting into model railroad. And it wasn't just him, but my father. My father hired out in 1967 before the discontinuance of the RPO service, which they used your mail. Instead of going by truck or plane these days, used to go by rail. And each station stop along the line, they had this little arm thing that the station master would stick out, and there'd be a bag or two. If they had more than one bag, the train had to stop, and they had to manually just throw it onto the RPO car.
Oh, wow.
And if nobody...
Might want to pull that microphone a little bit closer.
Pardon me. I'm not used to talking this close to a mic since the days of Citizen Band Radio.
Ooh,
and I had people telling me I should have just not got too close to the mic.
Well, here you do, young guy.
Here you kind of have.
You have a show.
I do.
Let's talk about your show for a minute.
It's ironic.
We're gonna switch gears quickly here.
It's ironic. He's talking about model trains. I do a show called Arts and Crafts with Josh and Tabby. And what it is, it's basic arts and crafts that you can do with your family.
Exactly.
Eventually, I'm going to be working into more where we get into, like, Dungeons & Dragons dice towers. And different things that you can do with your family. Model trains, model cars, model... They're just
all
different
the,
crafts.
All the models
I used to love putting model cars together when I was a kid.
And set them on fire.
I actually found wooden models in your local supermarkets and dollar stores that I want to pick up and put on my show as well.
Oh, cool. I did not know they had those.
Remember, you can't set them on fire on this show.
Why not? Hmm.
Because the fire department,
will be here. And Sean will get upset. I'll have to explain it since I produce it.
That's wrong.
I have a comment here talking about old wooden car kits. I actually have in my possession. This goes back to some of my great uncle's stuff. I have several old 1940s HO scale passenger cars, and half of them I've already restored, where I could actually run them on the layout. The other half are still sitting in the repair bins underneath the train table.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And we're talking 1940s vintage. They don't make stuff like that anymore. Everything's plastic or metal and not made in this country. This is back when stuff was made good. And I'm not criticizing, China or anybody.
You're good.
Since we're doing hobbies.
But I see your point. Sometimes the quality of things just goes downhill.
The
newest additions to the hobby is
well,
here.
The one that I had gone ahead and did, and Josh can go ahead and verify. Remember the Indian that I had brought in?
The American man.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh. The Native American guy that I had brought in and showed him, and the rug that I was going to be working on. Well, Josh is the proud owner of those two.
Yeah, it was appreciated. I loved it. It sits in my corner.
Yeah, we decided.
My craft corner and my trophy corner type thing.
Yeah, we tried to make the Native American man to almost look like a shaman. We tried.
Sorry.
I believe we succeeded with his little mess and pouch and everything.
To those who know me well, know I collect. Pretty much, yeah. Well, like when it comes to Marvel, DC, Transformers.
Collecting cars now.
I'm a nerd in that aspect. And now the Native American man sits.
He's ignoring me.
Things.
I know you can hear me.
I can hear you just fine. I'm just choosing.
And the funny and the funniest part was
your precious collectibles.
Yes.
And the funniest part that was is asking him for one of his own feathers to put on this craft.
He plucked it out of his head to give it to him.
You know what's funny as heck? Going back to Native American stuff. Had some stuff that was given to me, some HO train stuff, and I got a whole entire Wild Wild West village buildings that represent the Wild Wild West, and some gunslingers to go with it too. A couple horse-drawn wagons with the horses.
Nice. Oh, that is nice.
That's pretty cool. That's
you, hard. I got a bone to pick with you. I have a serious bone to pick with you. Yeah. And I'm bringing it up on the air.
Oh.
You know I produce and host, co-host the Beatles Forever.
Yes.
And you got to talk to Sir Paul McCartney.
Hey, it was just by accident. He sent me a friend request.
I wish
via
he sent
Facebook.
Me a friend request so I could talk to him on Facebook.
It was on whatever they call that app there.
X, Twitter, or whatever.
No, it was through Facebook where you could do video chats back and forth, and that wasn't Messenger. It was the other one there.
Don't let him gas you up too much. Because he had an opportunity to talk to Yoko Ono, and he was too starstruck.
No, that's not how it went.
That's not how it went.
No, because that story goes because I was in Hollywood, and I went to the premiere of Imagine John Lennon, the documentary, and Yoko was at the Star, which is up at Capitol Records on Hollywood and Vine.
Exactly.
So it was Yoko, Sean, Julian, Kyoko, her
daughter from previous marriage.
That's Kyoko, but her security,
entourage,
and we got to talking about John and you know other things. As we were leading a group from Hollywood and Vine, from the Star, John Lennon Star on the Walk of Fame, to Grauman's Chinese, where the premiere of
yeah, which is about
Imagine John Lennon was, which was a few blocks. This is when she was
it's
younger.
Yeah, almost what a mile high. This is almost a mile high.
This was 93. She could actually walk it then. So through the whole thing, I was talking to Yoko, and then I was going to say bye-bye, and because I didn't go, I didn't have a ticket to go. And she's like, where are you going? I said, well, I don't have a ticket. You know, I just came to see you and talk, you know, have a little chat with you about John. He goes, no, you're not.
Follow
me, son. And I get to watch the movie for free with Yoko Ono, Sean Lennon, Julian Lennon, Kyoko and the entourage. So to bring up your story, because I already spent a couple of hours talking to Yoko through the whole thing. We were in New York City back in 2013 at Strawberry Fields. We had lunch at Strawberry Fields, and coming down the walkway again was Kyoko and her entourage and Yoko. So this time, I said, I told Darlene, why don't you go talk to Yoko? Because I already talked to Yoko in 93. And she's talking to Yoko, and Yoko waves the security off. And they start walking, and they forgot about the rest of us, and they're just walking and talking all the way over to the Dakota.
Yep.
I think probably the second person I ever got to know was Howard Stern.
We don't mention Howard Stern on this show.
No, because he's the shock jock of the airwaves. He got away with using the F bomb one too many times.
Yeah, we don't mention Howard Stern on this show. He's taboo on this show.
Bill Cosby, I've met.
You want to go through people we met now? Okay. You want to have this rumble? We can do this.
We don't want to promote violence here. You were talking about how you got to meet John Lennon's wife. I'll tell you something about the Beatles. I think they were the best when it came down to good rock and roll music. Pretty I got sure. the Beatles one
well,
album.
Well, you know when they're the best when Beyonce covers them.
We don't need some woman riding a wrecking ball for crying out loud. Is that other one?
You want to go by stars I've met? Let's start at the top with none other than Freddy Krueger himself, Robert Englund.
Yes,
coming out of the Hamburger Hamlet, in a downpouring rainy day in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but there's a burger shop in Hollywood.
There's a burger shop in Hollywood.
Yes.
And we got to talking, and I told him about being extra in Hollywood, blase, blase, and doing all this. He goes, "You don't want to do that."
Yes. <that's laughs>
so, find a real job. Don't get this one. And then he talked about how the Freddy masks have moved up from when he did 8 hours of makeup now. When
yes.
This was, I think, around this time he was doing Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, or whatever it was. And he just had a mask to put
around
on.
It was,
92, 91.
Yeah, that would be Final Nightmare.
And Jonathan Frakes.
Sorry, I'm Freddy Krueger.
Lieutenant Commander William T. Riker.
There was a guy that did better acting than Sir Patrick Stewart.
Okay, wait. Tell me a little story here. You got it started now. Don't stop.
I'll be honest with you. Anybody that makes a complete idiot of themselves on a cartoon called American Dead really shows their true colors as an actor. And
Seth,
I'll be honest with
Seth
you.
Seth MacFarlane.
I'm talking
so Seth Green.
About Patrick Stewart, who I think it's okay to have serious roles. But it's okay to go ahead and relax a little bit.
But wait. You're talking about Sir Patrick Stewart. Did you not forget that he did the voiceover for Ted 2?
No, I did not know it was
Ted.
Ted and Ted 2.
Yeah. He did the voiceover.
I did not know
that. He was the beginning narrator in Ted and Ted 2.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, the thing is. And he said it before. He can go from the serious Shakespearean stuff to laid back stuff, and he likes them. He likes doing them both. It isn't
and let it rip, as he says.
He likes doing it both. Also,
number one, I order you to take a number two.
Also, another thing I didn't know, he knows how to crochet too.
Wow!
There you go.
Now that's a serious man.
That's it. Stuff that we learn on this show.
What?
A bunch of useless information that comes off of this show every week.
But how about...
That's the worst thing.
Yes,
one thing.
And, Mark Hamill, when he won to play Luke Skywalker and then went on to be the Joker in the animated series.
Do you know how Luke got that? Do you know how Mark got that part?
No, I forgot how Mark got the part.
He was living with Johnny Depp.
I know.
Or somebody. I forgot.
No, it was Robert.
Yeah, he was living with Robert England. He was Robert England's roommate. And Robert England went to test for Luke Skywalker and apparently didn't get the part. He told Mark, why don't you go audition for Luke Skywalker?
Oh.
And the rest is history.
Nice.
He was staying with Robert. He was living with Robert England at the time.
Yeah, this is his roommate.
You'd be amazed how one can refuse and another one managed to get it.
Do you know how Harrison got Han? He was doing construction for George Lucas.
Harrison Ford was actually doing construction on George Lucas's house during the time of Star Wars.
And because of how sarcastic Harrison would joke back with George while he was doing the measurements, George sits there and goes to him, "I have a role for you if you're interested in acting." He said, "He goes, oh no, I'll see about it. I'll look into it."
Rest is history. Harrison Ford.
That's pretty amazing.
Han Solo. So, back to my thing. So what? Hi.
So as far as yours goes, but us girls really have one that we've kept pretty much dear to our hearts. Even in his death, we've kept the thought of knowing that we had met the dear sweet man.
Eddie Money.
Yes. Eddie Money.
Yes.
Yes.
The late, great Eddie Money.
Yes, we were the ones that helped him figure out where to park his tour bus.
Where to park, yeah, where everything
It wasn't his
was
tour bus, it was his car.
Well, no, it was his tour bus and
he
his car.
He wanted to know exactly where he was supposed to pull that. As he said, that big monster, he turned around, he says...
He comes driving up in a Corvette.
Yes.
Yes,
from New York City.
Yep. He turned around, he pulls out, "How are you, sugar?" He says,
Where am I parking this?
He says, where am I parking this thing? He turned around, he goes, and he goes, where are they parking that big monster of mine? And I turn around and I says, over there under the docks. I says, as close as you can. I says, so it does not get disturbed. He turned around and he goes, perfect. And he turned around and he goes, and you are going to be here? I said, yes. I says,
you're
going to
be here for the show?
I said, yes, sir. We sure are. I says, we are here to go ahead and escort you over to speak to our boss so you know exactly where to go. He says, you're an angel. He says, thank you so much. He turned around. Then he persisted to turn around and ask her, how come she wasn't at a rock concert?
Yeah, he let her go, sweetie, don't you have like a Metallica concert or Nickelback concert or whatever the heck you guys listen to nowadays? I want to make a comment. I don't listen to that. I listen to you. You're kidding me. No. I grew up on 80s music.
All right, so since we're doing this, the first star I ever met was somewhere around 1980. At a bar called Bogart's.
Oh, God.
In Albany. Yes.
That was an old one. Yeah.
Her name.
Yeah, I hear you.
Her name was Joan Jett.
Yes.
I am a classic singer.
I am in the I Love Rock and Roll video that she did at that bar. That's where she did I Love Rock and Roll. And I am in the video to this day.
Yep. He sure is.
I'm on film for Freaked with Randy Quaid and Alex Winter and
Mr. T
and Brooke Shields.
it's funny as heck going back to that thing about Bill Cosby, and it was all because I was on his property up in Buckland, Master, on Depot Road. I was waiting for a loaded coal train to go through, so I'm sitting there having a Philly cheesesteak sub from Subway, and at my lawn chair tripod and everything set up, this black SUV comes up. I thought it was the FBI at first. Mr. Cosby, his wife and bodyguard come out. He asked what I was doing. I said, waiting for a loaded coal drag, which was about 15 minutes away. And he says, you're more than welcome to stay on the property. You can use the property. He says, if you bring anything with you, take it with you when you leave. And I told him, I said, I'll do even one step better. I say, find any trash, I'll pick that up and, make sure the place looks nice afterwards.
Oh, nice.
You deliver it the same way you've seen it.
You got it.
That's the way you do it. That's how you do it. You know, people respect you more better that way. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way I enjoy every minute of the day. Are we missing something, sir?
Are we missing something, sir? Sir,
I think Peter fell asleep.
I was looking for my flash drive.
Dave might be on the floor. Take a 2 minute.
See if Dave brought the flash. Did Dave bring the flash drive?
He did. He brought it back.
Okay,
we'll find it after.
You'll find it afterwards.
We're almost done. All right. So really quick, your show gets produced next week.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a topic yet? Really quick, because we're almost out of time.
I do, but I
it might want to. It's a surprise.
Save that for the show. But well,
you're no fun.
I'm
a producer. I demand you tell me what it is.
No. Oh, now you're not going to get anywhere.
Peter,
no.
You know better.
We're not talking to you anymore. what you got upcoming, real quick, Dave?
Well, actually, there's several videos that you helped me produce. One of them is a look at the old Cedar Hill train yard, which is owned by Amtrak, Providence, and Worcester, Connecticut Southern, down there in North Haven, Connecticut, right in the middle of a bad neighborhood, which wasn't really bad. And then there's a video that showing a really interesting train ride around the layout from a GoPro cube camera. Oh, and then some footage from the Hoosick Tunnel.
All right. We.
Oh, wow. That one's got to be interesting.
We got to go. Half an hour goes by quick. So
yes, it does.
We'll talk to everybody next week and enjoy, and we'll see you.
Take care, everybody.
Have a time.
Have fun.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
See if you guys ever want to use